Well, how is everybody doing today? The audio's not going to be all so good as it usually is, but, you know, we work with what we got. Considering right now I am in my car at 7:30 in the morning, just sitting down at the lake. We're going to talk about Miss Rona and all of this stuff that's going on. And I mean literally everything that I've been hearing about Rona and things that are still happening. And if you're in Michigan, I'm going to bring up, you know, our good old governor too, because she is just a absolutely lovely lady. So, I just got to ask, and if any of you guys actually know me, and actually, like, know me, you know? If you have any answers, please let me know. But what's up with toilet paper? Like, still, it is May 27th, and we are sitting here, and although the whole toilet paper shortage thing has gotten better, it's still really short. And I don't know if there's people out there that think maybe wiping your, you know, your behind is gonna cure you or prevent you from getting the Rona, then I've been on the wrong bandwagon. I mean, that is if that's the case, but I highly doubt it is. And I'm pretty sure every single person that's listening to this would totally agree that it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And I know you probably think I'm being pointless, but I don't care. Because, you know, everybody else is dropping songs and making campaigns and everything like that for Corona. So, like, why can't I sell out too for Corona and make an episode based off of it? I mean, at least that's what's going through my head. If it's a bad idea, I'll probably get rid of this episode, to be honest with all of you. But as of now, this episode is here, and it is here to stay. Hopefully. I really do hope. But still, we need to continue because you guys know I get sidetracked. So let's keep going. After the toilet paper crises, you know, a lot of different things have happened. You know, there was the kamikaze virus that happened. We had some pretty bad storms here in Michigan. And a few dams broke and pretty much flooded all of mid-Michigan. Can't forget about the murder hornets. And honestly, there's probably a million things that I'm forgetting that's happening elsewhere that just adds on to the whole pandemic that makes it just all the more lovely. You know? And now that, like, we went through the checklist, I guess you can say, of the Rona, I want to get real deep and personal with us Michigan folk. And I usually don't get political. It's not my thing. And I don't know what's going on in other states or other countries or whatnot. So I'm sorry if you think I'm kind of blowing it out of the water. By the way, that was a joke considering I'm sitting by the water. Whitmer. One word. Whitmer. How the Grinch stole summer 2020. Now listen, I am 19 years old and, you know, I want to have fun during the summer. I mean, granted, yes, there's still work and everything like that, but I want to be able to have fun. And every single time we get close to the deadline of our lovely little quarantine, she adds more days on. How long is this going to go on for? Well, you know, who knows, but it seems like every single time she's getting more ticked off and she adds more days, the less us Michiganders give a flying fuck. Again, if I'm wrong, maybe that's just in my town, correct me. But from what I saw over Memorial Day weekend, considering this is a tourist town, I think everybody, if not mostly everybody in Michigan, can agree that they're just not caring about the quarantine anymore, and that's just how it is. Understandably so. I get it. You know, it's not bad up here. It's kind of bad downstate, but just is what it is. That's pretty much all I can get to it. It is what it is. I'm trying to think. I'm really trying to think. I can feel smoke rolling out my ears. I'm at a blank to the point where a fun little joke. You know, I'm gonna tell you guys a fun little joke, and hopefully it doesn't make you guys stop listening to me or following me or whatever it is that you guys are doing. But actually, you know, I would tell you guys an unemployment joke, but lately none of them have been working, so, you know. Yeah. Dad jokes. So, just because I know I'm getting sidetracked and it's going to happen again, just like it does almost every single time, and I really don't want to re-record this episode like I almost have to every single time, I'm going to go ahead and end it right here. You know, stay clean, you filthy animals. Wash your hands. 6 feet apart, even though I'm a hypocrite. 6 feet apart, wear your masks, unless you don't want to, do you, honestly, but for this one, we're gonna end it with wash your hands again. Goodbye.